You're listening to the District 83 Final on WLEW Sports with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney. It's the USA Patriots and the Bad Axe Hatchets squaring off. Tip off in just 11 minutes. The USA Patriots entered today at 12-9 overall, 4-5 in divisional play in the regular season. Good enough for fourth place in the GTC West. Mark Gainforth is the head coach for the USA Patriots and has held that position for well over a decade. At his side is Steve Bone. Today marks the 13th district final appearance for the Patriots since the year 2000. That's 13 out of 16, or 81% of the time. Of the 15 appearances since 2000, USA has won 12 of them so far, most recently as of last year beating Harbor Beach. This year, USA has a very young squad with only two seniors on the roster. Overall, the Patriots are credited with a 5.4 point advantage in their 21 games of this year's campaign. USA on average is scoring 52.8 and giving up 47.4 on defense. Away from the area of Unionville and Sebring, USA is 7-5 on the road. The point advantage lessens but still resides with USA, scoring 52.4 and allowing 50.75, so just a 1.7 point advantage in away games. Although we count the last two games as away games, they've technically been played on a neutral court. The average margin in this year's postseason for the Patriots, 17.5, scoring 61.5, and their defense giving up just 44. John Mooney, despite just a 12-9 overall record, USA is on the brink of another district championship. What is it going to take to bring home the hardware?
Well, Clark, the defending champs, they have a balanced attack that's difficult to cover. They've got to maintain that. Of course, the inside is anchored by freshman Isaiah Williamson, as well as Michael Kemp, who is going to be playing in this game. On the outside, you have a tandem of pure shooters, junior Aaron Sines, and also freshman Hunter Bone that really came to the fore the last game on Wednesday night, scoring 17. Shot selection, spacing, ball movement, getting to the charity stripe, that's going to be the keys for a Patriot victory.
Well, the Patriots tail, evidently USA has been saving their best play for the postseason. Entering the MHSAA tournament, they were just one game above 500 at 10-9 and had lost their last four games of the regular season. USA and Bad Axe only squared off once this season, the second time being canceled due to weather. Back on January 30th, though, USA lost at Bad Axe by 13, 49-62. USA is currently boasting a two-game win streak, both coming in district play. With a win tonight, USA would win their second straight district title. In the past 4 years, USA has made to the finals three times. It's time for a quick break. When we return, we'll take a look at the Bad Axe Hatchets on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
On today's show, we're watching the human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Your Hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network, USA vs. FedEx in the District 83 Final with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney at your side, broadcasting live from our active physical therapy and sports medicine courtside seats. The FedEx Hatchets are the talk of the town, and they're 16-4 overall tonight. 8-1 league play, the GTC West champions, the first time they have been the West champions or division champions in any form since 1960. FedEx is coached by Mark Krug, his second year at the helm for the Hatchets. Tonight marks the first time since 1975 that FedEx has found themselves in the district final game. In 1975, they lost to, believe it or not, USA 69-90. The last district championship the Hatchets have won. We have to go all the way back to 1969, 4 months before we landed on the moon. FedEx defeated Caro 63-58. For those curious of what all happened was happening in March of 1969, well, the U.S. was in the heat of the Vietnam War. Apollo 9 had just orbited the Earth for 10 days, and the Yankees' Mickey Mantle had just retired.
Regarding history, there was probably more events in that those 12 months of 1969 than in most decades. And, of course, the major one was FedEx winning a district title.
Absolutely. It's in the Smithsonian, I do believe. Well, the Hatchets have been boasting quite the firepower this season, on average scoring 57.8 points a game and allowing 47.8. So in their 20 games this season, the Hatchets have a 10-point average margin of victory. Once again, we are on a neutral court tonight, but FedEx finds themselves at home, a court they have gone 9-1 on this year so far. They haven't lost at home since December 17th, losing to Marlette 43-56. The Hatchets score 59.5 points and allow 50 points on the dot. So at home, FedEx wins on average by 9.5. FedEx is obviously led by Tommy Morneau, but John Mooney, what about his supporting cast?
Well, the Hatchets, they do receive a lot of quality minutes from the likes of John Messing, Jared Brown, Mr. Defense, by the way, Derek Geiger, Martin Messing, Andrew Sutton, and a whole bevy of other Hatchets. Believe me, they are going to need to go ahead and look to control the tempo of this game, all of them. And also, they do this by drawing fouls, taking away their opponent's first option. And the one thing that's got to be on their minds today is that you got to beat the champ if you want to be the champ. And right now, the defending champions are the USA Patriots.
The Hatchets tail, despite starting out 1-2 at the beginning of the season, FedEx went on to win 15 more games while only losing 2 in the regular season, with both of those coming in overtime on the road. It's time for another quick break. When we return, we'll have our crystal ball forecast on the WLEW Sports Network, your Hardwood home for high school basketball.
From the premier truck dealer in the thumb, Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
You know, Hank always looks forward to March. You've seen him for years dress up as a leprechaun in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And this year is no different. He wears green this month to show how much green you can save on all remaining 2014 Silverados we have in stock.
You're right, boss. We have about a dozen 2014 Silverados on the lot, with savings up to $13,195. That's up to 30% off the sticker price of a nicely equipped 2014 Crew Cab 4x4.
Right now, in addition, we'll give you $3,000 minimum on your drivable trade, 99 and newer. So with the GM discount and package savings, it means there are 2014 Silverados won't last long.
Saving you a lot of green this month is what we are all about here at Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the thumb. Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
Total savings based on GM EPP pricing with 99 or newer trade and current lease within the household.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there's also